Freedom Fiends. What's up there, Nima? How you doing, Nima Vidati?
I'm good. How are you?
Yo, G. You injecting some harsh blunts today?
Nah.
On the hip-hop tip?
Nah.
Peanut, go sit on Nima's lap. Yeah. Hi, baby.
Hi.
Nima couldn't make it today. Nima is delivering pizzas, double shifting to Super Bowl Sunday fans in Austin. He couldn't turn it down because it was too lucrative. And sometimes the free market has to work that way. You get to pay your rent in one day of double shifts. How you doing, DJ?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. You're on the Freedom Fiends here with Michael Dean and no Nima Fiend today.
And I am honored. The fiend behind the scenes creeps forward every now and then.
Yes. So what do you think of the government?
As little as possible.
Why is that?
Why should I think about them?
I know. I think a lot of liberty people spend way too much time thinking about the government because it is tyrannical. It's kind of like, you know, if you were a slave and had a slave master, it'd be hard not to think about the slave master. But I think it's more fun to think about like the things that happened back in the slave shack when the master's not around, you know?
Well, let me put it this way. You are often just agitated beyond. And I rarely am. And I think it's because I choose not to think about them. I have my opinions, but I don't let tyranny
tyrannize you.
Yes, exactly. I don't let it infringe upon my peace of mind.
Yeah, and you know, part of my day job, I guess, part of my job description is keeping up on the tyranny, and I do a pretty good job of keeping up on it. And then all our well-meaning fans send me the same tyranny articles over and over and over about 50 times a day, which is why we've set up a place to do that where I can moderate it easily on the Freedom Fiend site. I appreciate it, but it doesn't help. It doesn't help getting emails over and over and over in Twitters. And even though I got off Facebook and I have a lot more time, a lot more free time and more freedom in my head.
Generally, you are calmer too.
Since I got off Facebook?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just in general, am I calmer than when I met you 7-8 years ago?
Much. Mm-hmm. Much.
It's you, baby.
You have mellowed.
It's you and the cats.
Well, see, we're good for something.
The cat, two of them are in here staring at us. Charlie's outside. We'll probably let her in at the break. And
well, the cats can't figure out why I'm in here.
I know. They're like, wait, it's Sunday at 3 p.m. Wyoming time. Why is mommy in here? She should be out doing taxes, which is what you were doing. You know.
Speaking of tyranny.
Yeah, I had to pull you away. No, I'm doing taxes, which is good. Because, you know, fiduciary responsibility makes me wet.
Yeah. Fortunately, it doesn't have that effect on me.
Well, at least you don't have a migraine this year, but that's partly because you're doing it early and not doing it, you know, April 14th at 9 p.m.
Yes. Well, I'm not that bad. But, yeah, it's just, you know.
Yeah. Part of the complication of our tax issues is that since I run several little home businesses that, make payments, you know, small payments to a number of people who are involved in projects that I've done over the past 10 years. Like, you know, I've kind of become the man. I'm like the guy writing the checks, but they're not big checks, but I have to keep track of all this. And
there's just as much accounting in a $5 check as there is in a $5,000 check.
Which kind of sucks. Yeah. And most of them are bigger than $5,
well,
but
of course,
you know, not much bigger than $500 of what I'm paying any one person. But yeah, the Fiends actually made money this year, which is, we made, I made something like $1,100 for 80 hours a week of work all year.
Yeah. Which, makes my long weeks seem much more lucrative and easier to take.
And the Fiends are going to be on radio, but we can't talk about it yet.
No.
Last week I was like, I don't know if we're going to be on radio. And the week before I was like, radio. But yeah. So if people are listening on the Fiend stream instead of the LRN Fiend stream, so you can hear the between ad banter, we were having an issue today where we're only broadcasting on one channel. So just flip the dial on your radio trolla over to the left or right side, whichever one is not buzzing, and it should be good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I heard that you carry a gun. That's not very ladylike to most people. Why do you carry a gun?
Because I am a lady.
Why do you need a 13 round auto mag clip on your scary black handgun? Why would anyone need that many rounds in their gun clip, ma'am?
Because it could save my life, and I happen to value that. And
you look like you're going to cry, baby.
No, not at all.
With happiness.
No, because I can and because I will.
Someone said, I wish I could carry a gun, but I live in New York. I'm from New York State. And
there's an easy fix to that.
Yeah. Yeah. Move to Pennsylvania. We go across the state line. Move to Virginia. Move to Wyoming. Move to New Hampshire. We're on the LRN feed here.
Become a porcupine.
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 Porcupine. Yeah. Pork.
Yes.
We like beef. We like beef fest.
Yes.
We like pork fest, though, too. And Ben Quaker is going to be handing out free Freedom Fiends buttons at the upcoming Liberty Fest in this month in New Hampshire. So if you
fly your colors boldly.
Yeah. So if you want some free Freedom Fiends buttons and Ben Stone Bad Quaker buttons, find Ben Stone. He's not hard to find. He's he kind of looks like Jesus if Jesus were a biker. Yeah.
I imagine Ben as being the calm in the storm, kind of the eye with the storm revolving around him.
Yeah. So Lou, one of the bloggers on the Freedom Fiends, did a great post about the Photoshop contest. Our dear leader, or their dear leader, Obama.
It's not mine.
The White House posted a picture on the Twitter face, you face union. No, the Flickers. Of Obama apparently skeet shooting, although his shotgun is at Camp David. His shotgun is held horizontal. I don't know what skeet he's shooting that's, you know, at that height.
Well, they have some, you know, otherwise useless federal employee just holding it still for him, you know.
And his name is Skeet. And first of all, the actual picture looks Photoshopped. It looks like he's not outside. If you look at the depth of field at the top of Obama's right arm, it really doesn't match how a real photograph would look with the background. But aside from that, the White House made the Streisand effect mistake of putting a notice on this that said, do not reproduce except for news outlets. Do not change, alter, blah, blah, blah. Like, basically said, the First Amendment does not apply to this picture. And, of course, that created the Streisand effect. The Streisand effect is when Barbara Streisand, when somebody blogged aerial photos of her compound in Malibu, and she sent a lawyer letter to the person, and it would have been forgotten, except for the lawyer letter got reprinted somewhere, and then everybody shared the picture. So it's kind of like putting a big box in the town square and then putting a sign on it that says, magic box of mystery, stay out. When you tell people not to do something, they're going to do it. So there was a Photoshop contest where people did things like Photoshop Bugs Bunny sticking his carrot in the end of the shotgun and a bald eagle.
Yes.
Put him in pink underwear, striped underwear, some cute stuff. And the Freedom Fiends didn't do it. But Lou reblogged it. And then Karen Costas, something like that, from Lou Rockwell, reblogged it as if we'd done it. I want to make it clear, not that I'm afraid of the White House, but I want to make it clear, I wish we'd thought of this, but we didn't. Lou just reblogged it and had some pithy comments on it. But it's going around the Twitterverse and the You Face Union, and it's getting finger tagged on the face bang. As if we did it. We didn't do it. We just found it and commented on it. But an interesting thing about it, people asked why would the White House issue a picture of Obama with a shotgun now? I know exactly why. If you go back and look at when Bill Clinton issued the first scary black rifle ban in the 90s, I think it was 92, 96, I don't know. Well, let me save that. We're going to go sell some stuff here, and it's wonderful. And DJ... Yeah. DJ is our co-host today because Nima can't get out of the Gitmo Workshare program today. How you doing, DJ?
I'm well.
I love you.
Love you.
Mew.
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 Yeah. Radio.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe.
It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. Travel in bubbles, fly at
hyperspeed with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibe. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features, and corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from others' ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends. I've been on the World Wide Web since its inception in 1994. I've tried dozens of web providers in that time. The only one that hasn't broken my heart is HostGator. HostGator has unlimited server space, unlimited throughput, and a guaranteed uptime of better than 99.9% for only $150 a year. You can pay a little less elsewhere, but you'll pull out your hair dealing with anyone else. HostGator has great service and unlimited tech support only a phone call away 24/7, 365. HostGator is where pros like the Fiends host, because we know how to do it right. Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the HostGator affiliate link on the right sidebar to sign up today.
Freedom Fiends.
Welcome back.
Yeah, Freedom Fiends. So...
Yes.
So, hi, baby doll.
Hi, daddy.
This is Michael Dean. Today, our guest host, co-host, is Deborah Jean Dean, a.k.a. the Fiend Behind the Scene, a.k.a. DJ. And we'll be taking calls later, but right now, I'm in control. Free Talk Live is the show you control. Freedom Fiends is the show that I control.
You have no control issues, my love.
No. So, well, I only want to control things that are my property. I don't have the problem that a lot of that all status have of wanting to control everyone else's property. But the Fiends, I built with Nima lovingly from the ground up. I coded every pixel by hand. Back when we started 2 years ago, the internet was in such a nascent state that I used to have to like carve every pixel out with a chisel.
Back when I was a new podcaster, on rocks,
and then scan them for each syllable. So, speaking of back when I was, there's a good post on the Freedom Fiends blog, which if you go to freedomfiends.com and click on the kitty over on the right, you go to the blog. It's a 1983 musical project I did in college called The Solstice Suite. And you were laughing because you heard me importing it, and some of it you were like, wah! And some of it was pretty though, the acoustic
some
guitar.
Some of it was very
stuff.
Pretty.
But it was my first attempt at multi-track recording, and I did master and put the audio track up there, but and somebody listened to it twice today while in the dog park, which I find amazing that someone could do that. But that's cool. I could only listen to it once, but I've heard it before. So, you know, this 30-year-old thing that was on a cassette tape in my sister's attic that she sent to me a year ago, and I finally went and bought a $5 cassette player at Salvation Army and imported it. And the interesting thing about it is the process that I enumerated. And, you know, people who like audio geekness, computer how-tos and tutorials and explanations, it's a good one. And it also just has some interesting thoughts about technology back then and now, and bridging the gap of it with an old young person, age 48, me, who a lot of people don't know I'm that. They think I'm, you know, Beavis, 16 or 17. So, yeah.
Could that be a behavior issue?
Are you my Robin Quivers today? Are you quivering?
Always in your company.
Yes. Thank you, baby. There's a line of pigeons and squirrels out there. So I'm scared. You got your gun, baby? The pigeons are gathering their power on the fence.
They will not harm us.
Maybe they're drones. I need to take one of them apart.
They are not aggressive.
Like, remember the cat in what's that cyberpunk book from, they made a movie with Robert Downey Jr. playing the, what is that?
What, Fritz?
No, not Fritz. That's not cyberpunk. That's whatever was cool in the 70s that isn't cool now, like Heavy Metal, the movie. But turn the heat off, please.
Yes.
But No, what is that movie? It's got Robert Downey Jr. It's all rotoscoped. It's got Alex Jones in it, I think, playing a manic street preacher who gets kidnapped. A Scanner Darkly. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Fiends chat room. So yeah, there was a cat in there in the book. It's not in the movie, but there was a cat that was just a cat hanging around the drug addicts, and they were convinced that it was a robot spying on them. So they took it apart. We don't take our cats apart, do we?
No, we pamper our cats.
Does that mean we put diapers on them?
No, but you know, the humans in the house do exist to serve as far as the cats are concerned.
It's Fuzzy's house. We just sublet. So back to the, Obama with the shotgun. People are like, why did the White House issue a picture of Obama with a shotgun? I can tell you exactly why. The same reason that when Bill Clinton put up the first scary black rifle ban, when he was signing it, he made this touching speech. Yeah. That someone wrote for him. I'm paraphrasing, but it's basically, I'm not anti-Second Amendment. I remember fondly as a boy, my father in Arkansas taking me squirrel hunting with the family 22, which basically means we're going to take your guns, but we're going to let you keep a 2-shot 22 short if you register it. And Obama posing, and what's even more like kind of, you know, let them eat cake about this is the shotgun that Obama has is not only a break action 2-shot shotgun, which is pretty useless for defending against anything other than except squirrels,
killing a duck.
Yeah. It's about a $10,000 shot, handmade Brunelli shotgun. So he's basically saying, we're not going to get rid of the Second Amendment. We're going to, if you want to pay $10,000 for a Brunelli 2-shot shotgun and register it and possibly keep it at the local gun club, you'll certainly be able to have the Second Amendment.
Now and then we'll let you go out and be cold and wet and kill a duck.
Yeah. He and Clinton don't want you keeping them in your homes and stroking them while watching Fox News like he imagines everyone does. Yes, Bessie, soon. That's what they think we do. They think we watch Fox News, and we're actually, we listen to LRN, and our guns are not in our hands being stroked. They're sitting safely around the house, grabbable distance.
Carrying a gun to me is like carrying my purse. I don't leave the house without it.
Keys, cell phone, gun, purse, check.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's part of what every well-dressed person needs to have.
But why do you need a 13-round assault clip for your automatic handgun?
Because I want to be ready for whatever reasonably might happen.
Which would possibly be some bad guys who have guns and are criminals and willing to do criminal things, violent things. And people like that don't obey. They're not going to have the 6-round mag.
Of course not.
No.
No, it's just reasonable. Why would someone have a car with more power than you need every day?
Well,
sometimes you might need it.
You might need it to pull out in front of that truck that's spinning out of control that's about to wipe you off the highway. You might need to go 90 really quickly.
Yeah.
But most of the time you don't, but you can if you need to. I was, we got a call from someone in Iran the other day, which is kind of interesting. And he said that since there were drive-by shootings on fast motorcycles in Iran, Iran's response was to outlaw any motorcycle over 250 cc's, which is kind of like, it's kind of like saying, well, hackers use fast computers. We need to limit everybody to 1 meg of RAM. Yeah, that's so square.
Well, yeah. You know, limiting anything other than criminal behavior is just absurd. And, you know, if just because someone can, if they don't, there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
He's futzing with his microphone. He's, you know, he's going to leave me hanging here and actually make me speak. I'm normally a very quiet person.
Bark, bark, ruff, his ruff. Her master's voice.
Yes.
We should have a picture of a kitty listening to the Freedom Fiends through a big ear cone from the turn of the last century. Yes. The one before that. Well, yeah, Freedom Fiends, man. Freedom
and
Fiends.
We'll be back right after this.
We'll be taking calls when we come back. So Freedom Fiends number will be given out at the top of the next segment.
Yeah.
Hello, hello?
Someone's username is Worms, W-Y-R-M-Z. I like that on the chat room.
Yeah.
We're not saying the Freedom Fiends are the one true path to anarchist liberation, but it's a good one. If you want to put your voluntarist money where your mouth is, consider making a donation to the Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post. Then make a one-time gift via PayPal or set up a monthly contribution of as little as $3. Giving to the Freedom Fiends helps advance education of horizontal liberation throughout the world. The Freedom Fiends. We work hard, so send us some money.
Would you like to advertise your product or service to a large built-in audience of liberty-loving consumers who truly dig the free market? Freedom Fiends is now selling ad space. Slots are reasonably priced, but limited, so contact us today. Write the Fiends at talkback@freedomfiends.com. That's talkback@freedomfiends.com.
Freedom Fiends.
Fiends.
What's up, baby doll?
Oh, just sitting here chatting with you on a Sunday afternoon.
I know, it's not that much different than what we do most of the time. Except yeah. I'm letting you get a word in edgewise while I'm talking about tyranny. Usually I'm like, yes. I'm kind of like Beavis on Beavis and Butthead when he drinks all the coffee and eats all the sugar.
Matizzi, Wyoming, Matizzi.
Which is good that I'm so quiet and laid back.
Look at our cats. They're so beautiful sleeping over there.
Fuzzy looks like he's pouting. He's
but
like,
Peanut
this is supposed to be my bonding time with mommy on the couch.
I know. Yep. So I was bragging last episode or episode before about getting my anarchy permit from Wyoming, which is what I called. You and I haven't voted in a couple years, and we got something in the mail that said, "We noticed you haven't voted in any elections." It's from the Wyoming Board of Voting or something, Voting and Hogs. And they basically said, if you don't reply to this by mail, we're taking you off the voter registration. So we're like, cool. So
please.
That's our anarchy permit. And we posted it up on the wall and framed it. Now, we used to live in California about 3.5 years ago. We left, almost four. And I just got in the mail yesterday from the California Board of Voting and Hogs, of voting and gun clip registration. Okay, the Office of the City Clerk, Election Division, 555 Ramirez Street, Space 300, Los Angeles, California, sent me my official sample California sample ballot and voter information pamphlet with a form to fill out to vote by mail if you're not in the state. Like, man, leave me alone. I left. like Wyoming, you don't vote for a year and they say, we're taking you off the voter rolls. California, you don't vote for 4 years and they write you and they're like, we want to make sure you vote. Here's how to vote.
Let us enable this. Make it simple.
Yeah. So I guess I think my Wyoming anarchy permit cancels out my, I guess I'm still registered to vote in California. I'm not going to bother to try to get off through voter rolls because talk about getting your car registration, the difference between dealing with California and dealing with Wyoming.
Well, mostly it was extracting the title from California's records and moving it to Wyoming. It took 6 months, many phone calls and lots of letters and frustration and aggravation to extract the information and the paperwork from California, whereas anything I have done either with the DMV or licensing or registration here has been at most the aggravation of standing in a 3 or 4 person line for a few minutes. And at the DMV here, you get to sit in chairs while you wait in line.
And it's like 10 minutes in and out at the DMV.
Yeah, it's, you know, nobody's running around. Nobody, you know, they don't arrive in family clans of 12 or 15. And nobody is looking around trying to figure out, well, maybe I should kill that one over there because the people behind the window are so horrible.
That's them talking, not you.
Yeah.
To be clear.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen a fist fight break out in California DMV, and we had to, my experience with California, Southern California DMVs is you have to make an appointment, and it still takes 4 hours to get seen. And it's wall to wall people. It's screaming babies. It's people getting into fist fights and getting dragged out of there by security. And in Wyoming, in Casper DMV, it was like 10 minute wait in and out. There were like 10 people waiting. There were like four windows open. It was very cheery, very pleasant. You know, the slave masters have a gentler whip here, much gentler. And just the fact that California still has me on their gosh darn rolls when they know I don't live there anymore. I guess they didn't get them. I guess they didn't see the pictures we posted on the internet our first week in Wyoming, where when we got our Wyoming license plates, we took the California plates out to the range and filled them full of shotgun holes and then hung them up on the shed.
Actually, I think we filled them with every kind of round we had.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're well perforated.
But. Yeah. It was, somebody just posted their anarchy permit. It says, I no longer wish to be registered to vote. Please cancel my registration to vote in York County. Now, what state is York County? I can't read this. Probably New York, but who knows? Now I have to log back in.
Probably several, but yeah. Still, you know, it's like, don't try to strong arm me. You
know? Yeah.
That's my whole feeling about the government is don't. Strong arm me.
Would you like to read and comment on the California Voter Bill of Rights? No. Oh, come on, baby. Come on. It's not like I'm making you stand in the corner, like I often do. I'm kidding.
You have the right to cast a ballot if you are a valid registered voter.
That means you have the right to pick one tyrant over another or vote on bills that always have poison pill amendments in them. Like, for instance, there was one.
You can pick the flavor of tyranny you'd like to endorse.
There was one, a lot of people I knew, there was something on the California ballot the last time we voted, about 5 years ago, last time we voted there. And it was to permit LA County to have, what's it called when you can't raise your rent much? Renters?
Rent control.
Rent control. Yeah, which I guess they didn't have. And, you know, I think in a free market, in a real market, there wouldn't need to be rent control because you'd be able to afford whatever you wanted because the government wouldn't be taking your money and you'd be eight times as rich and there wouldn't be all sorts of regulations on renting, and that would actually would help things, not hurt things. But So they were trying to put this thing in, and a lot of my friends who were renters were trying to mobilize to get everyone to vote for it. But there was an amendment in that bill that made it legal for LA County to do eminent domain seizures on any owned property for any reason at all. And actually, like, a lot of the renters like that because it didn't affect rental properties. And they were like, wow, we'll have rent control and the fat cats will get their property seized and given to the people. And that ain't really an accurate description of how it works, man.
Yeah, just because you have not lived your life in a way to allow you to own anything.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it's bad that someone else does.
Yeah, your county's in Pennsylvania. Oh, I like this. Someone just posted, it's a woman saying, I do not like being told what to do unless I am naked.
Gee, that's pretty much how I feel.
Well, by me. I mean,
yes.
You know,
I mean, it's not general invitation.
If they put you in Gitmo and stripped you down, you wouldn't like being told what to do.
No.
Yeah, so what's number two there, baby?
You have the right to cast a provisional ballot if your name is not listed on the voting rolls. So, you know, we're so anxious to have you believe that you're actually participating in government tyranny that we'll find ways to get you in there, even if you're not supposed to be.
And we'll give you a ballot in Spanish if you don't speak English and aren't a citizen.
You have the right to cast a ballot if you are present and in line at the polling place prior to the close of the polls. So if you can't figure out when the polls close, but you almost get there in time.
Well, California, in my recollection, voting here, I mean, it doesn't take as long, too. It's kind of like the DMV. It's more tyranny that's softer here. Like, you know, the two times we voted here, the first year, we were in and out of there in 5 minutes.
Yeah, except when I went down to try and participate in the primary, and they said, Oh, honey, you're registered as a libertarian. I don't have anything for you.
I know. They weren't, you know, the little sweet blue-haired old ladies that always volunteer to administer those things. They weren't like upset or freaked out that you were libertarian. It was more like, I've never encountered. Can I touch you?
Libertarian?
I've heard of that. Isn't that the people that like the Constitution and smoke pot?
Yeah, right. I'm going to tell them that.
You don't smoke pot.
No, I don't.
Pot's bad, okay?
What?
Okay, read on, baby.
You have the right to cast a secret ballot free from intimidation, except by the government. You have the right to receive a new ballot if prior to casting your ballot, you believe you made a mistake. Whoops, I picked the wrong tyrant. I want a new one.
Redo.
Five-second
rule with voting.
It fell on the floor. It's really dirty.
Okay, we'll have more tyranny today from California, from their Department of Slavery and Fish and Hogs when we come back.
Leave me alone.
Selling some things. Worms.
Worms. Worms. Worms. Worms. Worms.
Worms. Worms.
Want to contribute to liberty but short on cash? You can help the Freedom Fiends without even spending a post-1964 dime. Download uTorrent and start seeding Fiends episodes and DVDs to help keep us drone-proof. There's a Torrent Club link at the top of freedomfiends.com. There you'll find our Torrent RSS feed and instructions to grab past episodes and automatically download new ones, even while you're away from the computer. You'll also get special episodes of The Fiends and Anarchy Gumbo days or even weeks before regular podcast subscribers who aren't torrenting. Leave your computer on, seeding the torrents while you're at work or asleep. The more people seeding The Fiends, the more drone-proof we'll be when the boot comes down.
Worms.
Worms.
This is the Central Scrutinizer.
The Scrutinet.
The Scrutinet. The Freedom Fiends are safe for now. Don't worry about what happened to the fiends.
They'll be back.
You sound like a drag queen with that on.
Yes.
Hi, baby.
Hi, daddy.
Hi, this is the Freedom Fiends.
Oh, yes. Oh.
Hi, Charlie. How'd you get back in here? Who let Charlie in?
You must have. I didn't.
Okay. So we're going to talk a little bit more about voter rights, but we're also going to take calls. So if anybody would like to call in and discuss anything liberty-oriented, they can call in to 307-215-5171 or via Skype to username kittyfeet1.
Yes. So give us a call.
Carry on with the California Tyranny Declaration.
Let's see. You have the right to receive assistance in casting your ballot if you are unable to vote without assistance.
I can't vote. Can you help me?
Would you read me a voting time story, please?
Would you tell me who to vote for? I'm not sure.
You have the right to return a completed vote-by-mail ballot to any precinct in the county.
That's what, wait, really? Oh, yes. Not for different counties. Okay, so that's what they're trying to get me to do.
Yes.
Like I'm just, you know, in Wyoming studying the flight of the what are those birds that the sage grouse mating habits so mating I can help shut down all these nasty oil places, you know, for but California actually, University or something.
You're camped out behind below the windmills to make sure that no birds are, you know,
yes,
harmed by the wind turbines.
Yes, I shoot them with a shotgun full of rock salt to protect them, and California pays for it. That's what they think I'm here for. Something tyrannical, you know, shutting down all these oil wells so they can keep killing brown people overseas and be politically correct.
Yes. Oh, let's see.
No, I'm never setting foot in California again. So
no.
Whoever's listening from the Central Scrutinizer, please pass that on to the State Scrutinizer of California. Take me off your damn voter rolls.
Hey, I didn't even return for my son's marriage, you know. If I'm not going back
for
that.
Yeah, but he like told us he was getting married like 4 days before, didn't he?
No, had a little more time. I had, you know, if I had wanted to, I could have been there, but I told
but
him.
But you'll visit him in Alaska because that's
absolutely
more, that's not California.
Yeah. I want to be chased by a moose down the street.
And shoot him with your, what was that? I saw this thing, it was a liberal's guide to guns, and it showed an AR, and it had arrows pointing to things, and one was pointing to the mag, and it said it was a 223 round full metal jacket bullet clip.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, things should be banned by people that don't know what they are all the time. Yeah. You know, that's always the best plan.
I want to ban banning. So what's next on our voter rights in California that we don't want
to
use?
You have the right to election materials in another language if there are sufficient residents in your precinct to warrant production. So, no comment, man. Yeah. You have the right to ask questions about election procedures and observe the elections process. So you can just kind of hang around and go,
like a vulture.
I'm observing. Don't worry about me.
Yeah. I'll bet if you wore a big Republican t-shirt and tried to do that, they would find a way to get you. They'd sick the Black Panthers on you and have you thrown out.
You have the right to report any illegal or fraudulent activity to a local elections official or to the Secretary of State's office.
Unless you like Ron Paul.
Well, you know. Yeah. You know, wait, people are voting. It's tyrannical. You should stop.
I know. That's like Nima's mom calling the FBI. Nima's mom called the FBI once and said, there's some gang trying to extract money from me by force. And they're like, what? Who? And she's like, they're called the Internal Revenue Service. And the guy said to her, ma'am, just pay your taxes, and hung up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So are we done with this? Can I put it in the Shredmaster 3000?
Please.
All right. It's all right. Here we go.
Oh, no. Cover your ears.
This is my California voting rights. I shred at you.
Confetti is so much friendlier than a ballot.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think this shredder would not be legal in California. I think it's too powerful. Maybe pick Charlie up and get her on the mic.
No.
Charlie, come here.
Charlie hates me.
Charlie loves me.
I know.
Come here, Charlie. Talk to the people. The people, the people, people, the people, the people. All right, let's get her purring. Come on, Charlie. Yes.
Yes, she's...
Purr.
She's a cranky old bitch.
Purr for daddy. Come on, Charlie. Yeah. Yeah. All right, here we go. I got to turn it up. Yeah. Remember the Purrcast?
Yes.
The Purrcast was an old podcast that was really popular that was 5 minutes a week, and it was different cats purring.
Yes, and some of them were rather amazing.
But, Charlie, lick the microphone.
Oh, yeah, that'll sound good. And now for the cat intimidation podcast.
She's not intimidated. She'd run away if she was.
That's why she keeps moving her head away from the microphone.
Because she wants to look around. All right, Charlie. Ugh. Charlie, you weigh like 47 pounds now. So we keep feeding you crunchy cat crack. Yes. Yeah. So this is a call-in show if you'd like to call in. The number is 307-215-5171. That's 307-215-5171, or Skype via username kittyfeet1.
Yes, if you're not watching the Stupor Bowl.
Yeah, you're a little quiet. Can we,
well, that's, what happened? You're in control of the panel.
Talk, baby, talking. All right, there. We're good.
Yes.
We're good. Yeah. All right. So how do you like Wyoming? What do you like about it more than California?
I like the weather. I like the people. I like the space.
Lack of people.
Yes.
I like the people I see and the low numbers of them.
Yes. I just feel like this is where I've been looking all my life. The mild amount of discontent I felt most places I lived was solved by moving to Wyoming.
And you and I decided shortly after meeting each other and before we became libertarian or gun owners that we wanted to get out of California. It was already bugging the hell out of us.
Yeah.
And we, I did a bunch of research and I got it down to 5 states based on taxes, land prices, and that's pretty much was our only, those were our only
climate.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. You tend to be freer in the colder places, except Chicago and New York, but in New Jersey.
But no, I said California's too damn hot.
Yeah. It was West Virginia, Wyoming.
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. No, we didn't even know. We didn't discover any of the Free State Project's literature until then, but we did pick Wyoming. It was Wyoming, Vermont, Washington State, West Virginia, and Kentucky, which actually none of them would be bad places for gun laws either. And in Vermont, you can gay marry.
That's important to us.
Well,
I mean, I approve of it, but, you know, well, I don't know. Do I approve of marriage? I am glad to be married to you, but again, you know, honey, this is so great. Let's have the state endorse it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's some stand-up comedian we like. Doug Stanhope says, yeah, marriage. It's like you fall in love and you say, baby, this is so great. What would make this better? Let's involve judges and lawyers and contracts and the state and government.
Yeah.
Do you like this kitty licking a microphone?
I do.
His picture? Yeah.
Looks kind of like a cross between Peanut and Fuzzy.
I know. We used it on the cast the other day, which was called Don't Register Your Microphones.
Don't register anything.
I know. We have unlicensed cats.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they were chipped before we got them.
Yeah. They're chipped with our California address. So if they ever get out and get scanned, they're going to look for someone in Agoura Hills who has cats.
Well,
Agoura.
Yes.
Why'd we leave California? What was bugging you there about it? The crime was going up. Like Agoura, you lived there 20 some years.
Yeah. When I moved there, the realtor said, and this is the kind of neighborhood where you don't even have to lock your doors. And I thought, and you're insane, but you know, it was true.
Yeah. And I mean, you used to have you didn't use the AC at night. You had this little in-window fan that anybody could have just punched in and climbed in through that window and nothing ever happened. But, you know, the week we left there, someone got hit with a tire iron and put in the hospital badly to get mugged
at the ATM. In the middle of the grocery store
that we go to all the time. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, it had changed drastically. And
there were knifings.
Knifings and other nastiness.
Shootings, even though guns are illegal there.
Yeah. Well, they're not so much illegal as very difficult to obtain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Things I don't miss.
Fiends, man. Fiends.
Fiends. Fiends. Fiends.
Fiends.
Fiends.
LRN's got really quiet. What happened? Yeah. There. All right. Are we too loud now? Too loud?
I don't know.
What does freedom mean? Tune in to LRN.FM to find out. LRN.FM is the Liberty Radio Network, a collection of live talk radio and podcasts, all coming from a principled pro-liberty perspective. LRN.FM show hosts aren't left, right, or conspiracy kooks. You can tune in 24/7 to LRN.FM via your phone, computer, satellite, and more. Listen free anytime at LRN.FM. That's LRN.FM.
If you like tranny hookers and shooting crocodile, tune in to FreedomFiends.com.
You've read books, attended lectures, and you know the Constitution well enough to know it's a well-crafted blueprint to create an ever-increasing federal empire. But there's still one thing missing.
Buttons!
Freedom Fiends now has buttons. You'll get State Speech is Hate Speech, Anarchy Gumbo, Guns and Weed, and two designs for the Freedom Fiends. Wear them with pride. Use them to start conversations with statists. It's only $10 for 5 buttons, including shipping. Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says Buttons.
Freedom Fiends.
And we're back.
With some delicious Wyoming pod beef that we're eating.
Yum, 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 yum.
Remember that neighbor we had in Agoura, California, who had the sign in front of his yard that said, no trespassing. We have 10 acres, a shotgun, and a shovel. Stay away.
Yeah, I liked them.
That's probably illegal to have now there.
Well, yeah. You know, now they know where to go.
Nima's in a justice cage. That ad was funny. I really like the onion, though sometimes I can't tell it from Fox. And I kept, when Ian added Fox News bits on the LRN, I was like, why is he doing that? And what did you tell me? And I can't believe I didn't see this, but you told me.
Oh.
Well, it comes right before or after the Onion, and you were like, to show how you can't tell the difference between the real news and the Onion sometimes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. So let's talk about the books your dad had you read when you were young.
Oh. Well, he turned me on to Robert Heinlein. I think that's the most influential one. And
I think that's the greatest gift any father can give a daughter, is turning him on to Robert Heinlein.
Yeah. Well, it gave me, and certain books.
Moon is a Harsh Mistress.
Moon is a Harsh Mistress. Farnham's Freehold. Stranger in a Strange Land. I Will Fear No Evil. You know, things that made me believe without, you know, really lecturing at me too harshly about individual freedom and responsibility. And I don't know if he intended this, but it certainly did also give me a complete disbelief in standard sexual mores. You know,
I like that in a woman. I like that in my wife, who's true to me.
Yeah, well, because I choose to be.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be. But
baby, look at the Wyoming weather today.
I can barely see the window.
We heard that ad and it's like, come taste the New Hampshire winter weather in February, which is horrid. And it's like 43 degrees here today with no wind and it's sunny and there's very little snow on the ground. Well,
frankly, I think it's way too warm for a Wyoming winter. But
you like the cold. Why is that?
I
grew up in cold. You know, I don't really dig it. It's a little cold in Wyoming for me, but you grew up in California and spent a day in Texas.
Well, yeah.
A couple years. I've said several times, my wife's from Texas, and you wrote up while I was on the show a list and handed it to me near the end of the episode of like reasons your wife is not from Texas, and it enumerated everywhere you'd lived for every period of life in your years, and very little of it was Texas.
Very little. You know, I spent a decade in Texas over 3 years, but Texas was not my favorite place.
It's a police state.
I found it to be when I lived there.
It's gotten worse.
It's one of the few places I've ever been, actually the only place I've ever been refused service for being a hippie puke.
And then later being a punk rock puke.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's a whole nother thing.
Yeah. You saw the Sex Pistols when they played in San Antonio in 1976 or 7, didn't you?
Yes.
Tell us about that show. I think we have listeners who'd be interested.
Okay. Well, it was a lot of fun.
Where was it?
It was at a venue called Randy's Rodeo, which was probably the dumpiest place in town that was big enough to get a reasonable sized crowd in that really didn't care if the punk rockers tore it up.
But how many people did it hold and how many were there?
Oh, I don't know. I was in an altered state.
Less?
Probably less, although I think that many tried to crowd in because, you know, people came from all over the state to see them.
What did Sid do that night?
Sid bashed a guy over the head with his bass guitar because the guy just wouldn't shut up and kept verbally abusing him. And finally, and, you know, the gentleman was about 6 feet off to one side of me, and you know, I was kind of happy to see it. He was asking for it.
There's video of that somewhere that you can't really see what's going on very well, but it's actually recreated in the Sex Pistols in that movie with God, who's in that movie? I don't know. It's an Alex Cox movie.
Yeah.
But hey, I said Cox on the radio.
Yay.
It's okay in that situation. Alex Cox is a director, COX. And that was one of the highlights of the movie was the San Antonio show where Sid beat the angry cowboy over the head with his bass and knocked him out. Was it a cowboy?
Probably. I mean, he
or
wasn't
kind of a good
in
old,
full
good
cowboy.
Old boy, dirt,
he wasn't in
dirt dude.
Cowboy drag, but no. Actually, the most interesting thing about the show was that there was a line of policemen around three of the four walls of the venue. The stage was kind of set kitty corner. In a corner, and there were no police down on the dance floor, which is where I was, and crowded, you know, elbow to eyebrow. But standing along the walls was just a, you know, one policeman for every 4 foot of wall. You know? And they were there to make sure we didn't do anything.
In the movie, which you didn't see, which I think did happen, was afterwards, that dude and his friends, or did he go to the hospital? I don't know, but a bunch of
people, I don't remember.
Four or five guys beat the crap out of Sid after the show outside by the railroad track. Well, is there a railroad track there, or is that just in the movie?
Don't remember.
What'd your hair look like back then?
It was chartreuse and up in Liberty Spikes.
So tell us more about Randy's Rodeo.
My two roommates and I were the first three people in line waiting to get in. We were interviewed by the local news channel. And
did they put it on the air?
Yeah, they did. We got home from the show and our phone was ringing, and it was a friend of ours going, hey, you're on the TV, turn it on, you're on, you know. And it was, you know, I was young.
And didn't you give some like long stirring soliloquy, and all they used was something really absurd out of context?
I started quoting Sex Pistols lyrics at them, and, you know, talking about, you know, why is there a punk movement? It's because they've given, you know, the welfare state in England has given them no other option. Of course, they're going to live on the dole and be useless because that's what the state has allowed them to do.
That's pretty unsocialist for a young person.
I was not a socialist.
You were when you were 16. Didn't you tell your dad you were a communist to piss him off when you were 8 to 16?
That was in high school. Yeah. I had gotten to college and
worked.
You know, I was a political science and journalism major, had figured out a few things by then, and Heinlein had a chance to percolate in my soul, and yeah. So I think telling my dad, you know, calling him a capitalist pig and claiming to be a communist was more just to tweak his nose than
I did
because
the same
I
thing
really
to my dad
believed it
at that age.
But
I'm ashamed of it now. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sitting here going, oh, did you really have to bring that up?
I'm sorry.
Well, it's true. I did it.
Well, I like to talk about where people have been to show the journey and show that it's possible. You know, we don't, you know, you may have been, I think both of us were fully formed anarchists out of the womb, but then got distracted by shiny things and voting for 30 years.
Well, yeah, there is that. But
who'd you vote for in 1984? I'm sorry, I'll change the subject. Should I?
You know, I voted for Reagan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because all the cool kids were doing it.
No, because all the cool kids were not doing it, I think is why you did it. Yeah, I think I voted for Mondale.
It depends on how you define cool.
Or whoever the Democrat was.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm slightly older than you, so a little further down the path at some point.
You win.
No, it's not a contest, but.
Yeah. So, cats. Why did we move to Wyoming and not New Hampshire? Every time there's a pork ad on, we kind of, well, do you want to talk about that? I mean, we're not dissing it. I'm glad that the Free State Project exists. But personally, why aren't we there and why are we here?
The single reason I can give is well, actually, there's several reasons.
Well, when we get back, we'll discuss your several reasons on Freedom Fiends
with
Michael Dean and No Nima V and some Deborah J.
Mew.
Deborah J. Dean.
Mew.
Yeah. Freedom Fiends.
Love the Fiends and want to help out? We do take donations and we put them back into our Liberty Projects. You can make a donation by clicking on the spinning coin on any post. But what if you want to help, but you ain't got no cash? Or you made a donation and you want to help more? Here's how you can help. Download and seed our torrents to help keep us drone-proof. There's a torrent club link at the top of freedomfiends.com. You can also blog the Fiends and share episode links on Facebook, Twitter, and elsewhere. You can rate and review our movies on Amazon and IMDb. You can rate and review the Freedom Fiends and Anarchy Gumbo and our songs on iTunes. That really helps a lot. You can buy our movies and share them with friends or give them out as gifts. And one of the best ways to spread liberty is to buy a bunch of Freedom Fiends buttons and give them out as gifts. Wholesale prices are available, and you can also comment on our site, or better yet, comment about us on other sites. And please email the site link to all your friends. Thanks for helping spread the Fiends message worldwide to as many Liberty people as you can, especially to those who don't yet get it. You rock.
Ugh, I'm so sick of looking at Steve's wedding pics, and I'm all out of passive-aggressive comments. What else am I supposed to do at work all day?
Sick of stalking your ex on Facebook?
Yeah!
Are you all out of cute cats and autocorrect mishaps to lolat?
Duh!
Freedom Fiends to the rescue! The Fiends now have a blog. Read all about the latest tyranny today. Dream about lip pair. Laugh while Western civilization collapses. Just click on the cat icon to the right of freedomfiends.com. Freedom Fiends blog. Read it!
Freedom Fiends.
Fiends. Freedom Fiends. Freedom Fiends.
So, during the ads, you did some shaming of me of my past. I'm not really shaming. You don't like to shame your husband, unlike some wives. But, you know, we hate it when we see ads on TV or comedians where the punchline is the wife is shaming the husband, because it's such a common thing. And it's like, that's not what marriage is about, man.
Yeah, if that's the basis of your marriage, rethink your marriage.
Yep. So, but you did say something, because I was poking your past.
Gently and lovingly.
Yeah. And you gently and lovingly poked me during the break while I was petting Peanut and rubbing my eyes with my other hands, wondering why I have allergies. And you pointed out that about 6 years ago, we were reading something about the government reading people's emails and tapping their phones. And I turned to you and said, I don't mind them reading my email and tapping my phone. I have nothing to hide. And if it keeps us safer, all the better. What did you say?
Well, after I sputtered
a lot. Your jaw dropped, actually.
Yeah, my jaw dropped. And I was just, I was trying to calm myself down to not have a stroke. I said, no, they have no right to do that. That's invasion. That's horrible. You know, I could barely articulate my outrage at that position. We had a fairly long conversation about it, and I think you came around really quickly when I explained that's an invasion of privacy. They have no, you know, that's. You yeah. let them get a toe under, you know.
Yeah, I think it's something like, you know, would you take one of your dirty love notes to me and walk up to a cop and hand it to him? I think you said something like that. And that's the equivalent of it, of not caring that that happens. And the only reason I mention this is because the Freedom Fiends are a teaching hospital. And, you know, a lot of my training of how to deal with the world came from AA. And a lot of what AA is about is not being ashamed of your past badness, and also not reveling in it, but just saying it factually as an example of how you changed and telling your journey to others to help them with their journey. So I'm pleased to talk about what a statist ignorant F I was 6 years ago and how you helped my initial journey begin. And hopefully that can inspire others, because that's where the Fiends are all about. You know, I was talking to Ben Stone the other day. He was he's on vacation with his wife, solving mysteries in a van, driving around the country. And he was out in the woods talking to me on the cell phone. And he said, you know, Michael, I'm walking in the woods and I love it. And I wish I could just spend the rest of my life walking in the woods because I love it. And it's kind of hard for me to get on the internet and rant every day and explain things every day. And I like doing it, but I would rather just walk in the woods, but I have to do it. I have to try to make a difference and get things out there. And
thank you, Ben.
Yeah. Thank you for your service, Ben. And that's how I felt my whole life about everything. And my reason to get up in the morning has always been, you know, they say in AA, to stay sober, you need something to do and someone to love. And I have you to love. Mew.
I love you.
Mew and our kitties.
Mew.
And I have something to do. I have liberty to spread. So I don't mind talking about how I was ridiculous, because I hear people saying that almost exact thing all the time. Whenever there's a internet forum or post about, you know, some advance in tyranny that makes the ones we were talking about 6 years ago pale by comparison. And there's always somebody chiming in there, basically almost exactly word for word saying, I have nothing to hide. I don't care if they read my email and tap my phone. If it makes us safer, all the better. I mean, literally, like almost exactly those words.
It doesn't make us safer, though.
They probably teach you that in school now. They probably say that to you in school and get you to parrot it, parrot phrase it. Why doesn't it make you safer, baby?
Because it's an invasion. It's an infringement. And you allow any invasion, any infringement, and it just sets the stage for the next invasion or infringement. And pretty soon...
It's, you know, Nazi Germany, and they're marching you off to the camps for thought crime.
Yep.
And using psychiatry to do it, like they did in Russia.
Yeah.
And like they're doing now, to get guns. Yeah, I mean, more specific, I mean, that's accurate, but more specific is allowing them to spy or not caring or not speaking up. You know, that thing of first they came for the trade unionists and I did not speak up. You know, first I came for the libertarians and I did not speak up. You know, and then if you don't speak up, eventually there's no one to speak up for you. And speaking up doesn't seem like a solution to some people, but it's more of a solution than horizontally enforcing and saying, oh, I don't care if they, you know. And when people say stuff like that, you should get up in their grill, you know, not aggressively, but proactively, and explain to them why. And here's what to explain. That kind of stuff leads to more police state. That leads to militarization of police. That leads to clamping down on free speech. You know, people who are into free speech should be into gun rights. People who are into gun rights should be into weed rights. All rights are rights. They're not separable. And when
you... no piece of paper gives you those rights.
Yeah, you're born with them, man.
You're human. You're born with them.
And if you let people, you know, like say if you're gay and you think gays should be able to marry... which they should. I mean, the government shouldn't be in marriage at all. But if you're like, well, all I care about is gay marriage, all those other rights, other people can fight for them. No, everybody should be fighting for all rights, and everybody should be getting up in the grill and explaining very seriously to anybody who says ridiculous crap. Like, I don't care if they read my internets. You should explain to them that what that leads to is a thugged out goon, full body armor, cop on every corner with an AR-15, you know, spying on you. And the thing is, okay, there's a lot of people who were protesting, let's say, the war when Bush was in office. And a lot of those people who were out in the streets calling Bush a fascist are making videos about how great Obama is. First of all, Obama is killing more brown people, including children, than Bush ever did, which doesn't make Bush better. It's just like, come on, people, wake up. Where are the anti-war Democrats from 4 years ago, 5 years ago, 6 years ago? You know, at least Cindy Sheehan, I've always thought she was a shrill harpy, but at least she's still yelling at Obama, even though she's a leftist. That's good. Those people should be out there screaming in the streets at the tyranny. And you should be talking to them when you hear them say crap like that. If you're unfortunate enough to have statist friends who are backing the current flavor of statist tyranny, get up in their grill and say, Obama is George Bush, but worse. You know, just because he allows women and gays to go kill brown people in the military doesn't mean he's a nice guy. That just means he wants more people killing people.
Yeah. And the biggest fallacy that I run into, or problem, because my activism is much more on a one-on-one, face-to-face.
Telling people in the line at Walmart when they're counting their food stamps, if you can't feed them, don't breed them.
Well, yeah. But is that the choice is not liberal or conservative. It's tyranny or freedom. It doesn't matter what
flavor of boot is on your neck or which side of your neck it's on.
You know, the choice is not between Democrat or Republican. The choice is between freedom or tyranny.
Yeah. And another thing, if you want to look at it from sides, is if you give Obama a bunch of powers, what's going to happen when a Republican gets those powers and wants to use them against you because you like gay marriage or something? You know, if you have a Gitmo state for the Democrats, when the Republicans get in power, they're going to use that Gitmo state against things that they don't like that you're doing, like weed and gay marriage. So,
yep.
You know, if you like a drone over your house, just think about when some Republican's in charge of it.
Have you swallowed too much of the state's poison? The Freedom Fiends will stick their fingers down your throat and hold your hair back while you hurl. Check out the new show, The Freedom Fiends Agenda, on Freedom Fiends Radio. Click on the blue listen link at freedomfiends.com, streaming live every Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. East Coast U.S. time on Freedom Fiends Radio at freedomfiends.com. The Freedom Fiends Agenda is Michael W. Dean and Nima Vedati's fun and feisty chat about market anarchy, self-defense, real money, the digital police state, activism, DIY media, sex pets, and rock and roll. Call in soon before they get droned. Live studio number 307-215-5171 or via Skype to username kittyfeet1. Listen live at freedomfiends.com. That's freedomfiends.com.
Freedom Fiends.
Fiends. Welcome back, Fiends.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
You can call in to the Freedom Fiends at 307-215-5171.
That's 307-215-5171 or via Skype to username KittyFeet1. This is the second to last segment of the Freedom Fiends today, and it's the last segment we'll be taking calls on, so if you want to call in, now is your chance. Otherwise, you're just going to have to hear my wonderful voice and my wonderful wife's dulcet voice. How you doing, dulcet voice? My little doll set.
I'm doing just fine.
Yeah?
Thank you, sir.
Yeah? You want to talk about tyranny or liberty or cats?
Fiend phone. Fiend phone.
Oh, hello.
Fiend phone.
Hello, Fiend. Who is this?
This is Richard.
How you doing, Richard? What's up?
Hey, Richard.
What's on your mind? You're on the air.
Well, I'm just calling in to call in. I mean,
are you shy?
Yes.
Okay.
You're among fiends here, Richard.
You're among fiends. You got to say something, or we got to go to the next caller. All right. Thanks for calling in. And if you feel more comfortable chatting a question on the chat room, you can do that, and we'll read it and answer it. All right. Take care and have a great day. Thanks. All right. If anybody else wants to call in to 307-215-5171, they can do so.
Yes.
Hi, baby.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, we were going to talk about my reasons for choosing Wyoming over New Hampshire.
Yes. Which isn't a diss on New Hampshire.
Not
it's
at
just
all. It's nobody a matter of personal choice.
Nobody talks about Wyoming. And we like that. We actually don't want people to move here.
Yeah. It's like, leave us our space and our low density population.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a lot of it is, some of it anyway, is that it is not Massachusetts adjacent, and our winters, well, even though I was complaining that it's not cold enough this year and not enough snow, I also would prefer not to live somewhere where I may have to dig out my front door.
We have a snowblower, and I've probably used it two times a winter for three winters now. I kind of wish it would snow because I like using the snowblower. I'm like, ooh, daddy gets to use his toy and bundle up and go make noise and efficiently clear the driveway. Wee!
Yeah. I mean, I have no problem. And I was a little intimidated to move somewhere with snow, having lived without snow for all my life. Now I'm like, a couple feet on the ground would be lovely.
But, yeah, we don't have that. Right now there's I'm looking in the backyard. There's like a patch. The backyard is about you can see about 95% of the brown grass in the backyard, and about 5% of it's covered with patchy snow. And there's a pigeon trying to eat worms through the patchy snow.
Yeah, but so there was a little intimidation with the amount of snow that New Hampshire enjoys. But also, I'm a Western girl. I've lived in the West all my life, and I like the fact that we are surrounded by the friendly Mountain West states.
Like that Utah touches Wyoming, and the sheriffs there sent a letter to Obama saying the sheriffs here are willing to die for the gun rights of the citizens here.
Well, yes.
That's quite unlike the sheriffs in California.
Yeah.
Who are probably part of the Mayors Against Guns campaign. Yeah, in California, getting a carry permit is it's impossible in LA County unless you're a movie star or a judge or a diamond merchant. If we'd lived 100 yards further in Ventura County, we could have possibly gotten one, but it's about like getting one in New York, which means hard.
Yes.
Although I have a friend in New York State, Western New York, the county I grew up in, who has a New York State concealed carry permit. And I was surprised you can get one there, but they're issued by the sheriffs there. And the rural county where I grew up, the sheriffs tend to be more gun friendly than the opposite end of the state, New York City, which like literally I grew up in New York, but I grew up as far from Manhattan as you can be in New York, about 10 miles more than I would have been in Pennsylvania. So I was at the far left, the left tip of New York State.
And I'm also a big fan of mountains, and this is the Rocky Mountains, and
although we had them out our window in Agora too.
Yeah, no,
sort of.
That was a hill.
That was a hill. That was the thing. Okay, where MASH is filmed was on the other side of that hill in a little valley on the top of the hill.
Yeah. I mean, well, and part of why I moved to that part of LA County was because it was more rural than where I had been living.
And we have a lot of the same things that we had in the rural part of California near LA where we lived in Agora Hills. Agora Hills is in the Conejo Valley, which means the bunny pit in Spanish. And there were bunnies everywhere in our backyard. And we have bunnies in our yard here, and we really like it. But in California, we also had coyotes and rattlesnakes in our yard.
Yes.
And we don't have that here. And if we do, we can shoot them. You can actually shoot coyotes here year-round without a permit. And in LA, if you shoot a coyote, you will go to prison. Charlie, our cat, has been in the mouth of a coyote. There aren't a lot of cats that can say that.
Yeah.
And I went out and saw her in the mouth of a coyote, and I threw a giant Maglite flashlight at it, at the coyote, because that was the only weapon I had. I hit it squarely, probably in the liver, on the side, and it went and dropped Charlie, lunch kitty, and ran away. And we rushed Charlie to the vet, and she had some bruising, but no puncturing, and was covered in coyote spit that we thought was blood at first, but wasn't. And Charlie recovered. She was in shock for about a week. She didn't,
I had to spoon feed her baby food.
Yeah, and baby kitty food.
Baby food.
Ah, that's literally what the vet gave us. Yeah. And they gave us some painkillers for her, and we had to give her little pills and baby food. And about a week later, she was
wanting to go outside again.
Hear the coyotes in the backyard and run to the door. Like, I'm ready for round two. And we had to be the government and say, no, we know better than you. You're not going out there. But here in Wyoming, we have a fenced-in backyard, which is really nice. It's a really quiet neighborhood, quieter than where we lived in LA by far, and really feels like our little chunk of heaven. You know, we can sit in the backyard and Charlie can spend time out there. I can look at her out the window and watch her chase squirrels or not, now that she's 13 and isn't very feisty.
Yeah, it's a little more not. It's just observing them, you know, with great attention.
We like to feed the beasts. We feed the birds and we feed the squirrels. We were thinking about feeding the bunnies, but that's just a little too much.
We
saw a bunny shivering in our yard the other day.
Yeah, because a week ago we actually had snow.
Yeah, and I was like, we should go to Menards and get a 50-pound bag of alfalfa pellets. That's what rabbits like.
And I said, now wait a minute.
There is plenty of foliage out there for them to munch on. We don't have to start feeding those too.
Yeah, and while we could see deer in California if you went far enough out, here I see them in the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. I've seen them on our street, at the end of the street. I took some pictures of them and put them on the Face Space back when I was on Face Space.
Yes.
You're not on any social networks. Nope. Why not?
There's a reason I don't go to reunions and things. No.
There's some comedian who said, like, I keep getting spams for Classmate Finder. There's a reason I haven't talked to those people in 20 years.
Yeah.
In our case, 30-some years. Yeah.
I am the social interaction opposite of you.
But you don't mind that I am. A lot of wives who aren't into social networking don't want their husbands chatting to those slutty women.
You know, if I was that insecure,
yeah,
I'm in the wrong relationship.
Yeah, you've been in the room where I'm interviewing Nikki Darling about her kink habits, or Emberle about her kink habits, and you go, oh, daddy just likes hearing girls talk dirty, and goes in the other room, because you know I'm not going to try to screw him or anything.
I have complete faith in you and in your love for me.
I love you.
I love you too.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you in the nest with the cats.
Yes.
Mew.
Mew.
Well, I'm turning off the phone call-in unit here. It's going to be our last segment coming up here, and we don't take calls on the Freedom Fiends in our last segment. So stick around for some more Freedom Fiends and then some Free Talk Live.
Yes.
On the radio. Oops, wrong setting.
Did your world collapse when Ron Paul didn't win?
No.
Don't keep. Since time began, tyrants have taken aim at personal liberties. Now there's a movie that aims back.
The government has no more right to tell us what to put in our bodies than they have to take our guns or tell us what books we can read.
Six drug police were eaten by bears while raiding a marijuana farm.
On your knees, you dirty hippies! Jesus. On your knees!
What's the problem, officer?
Today, many cops who enforce pot laws do so only because it provides them with cushy jobs, good benefits, and a chance to push people around.
I was an undercover narcotics officer. The drug war is nothing but a farce.
The Second Amendment says you gotta keep you and your gat intact.
Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. A film by Michael W. Dean and Nima Vadavi.
DVD available now at gunsandweed.com or on Amazon. That's gunsandweed.com. Makes the perfect gift. Remember, that's gunsandweed.com.
Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. Basic Handgun and Rifle with Jared Waltz.
First rule of being alive is you own yourself.
A groundbreaking approach to firearms and self-defense training. Beautifully filmed and easy to understand instructions make this one a must-have. Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. New DVD from Michael W. Dean, available on Amazon.
Your house is your property.
Fiends, bitches.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm a fiends, bitch.
Fiends, bitches. Yep. So I was thinking of calling this episode Guns and Weed, the New Centrism.
Is that what we talked about today?
No. I don't know what we're going to call it. But so I bought a tape cassette player for $5 at Salvation Army to import my 30-year-old suite of music that was on a cassette. And I had to remember how to use ancient technology. It was kind of weird. I bought a 25-cent cassette to test of the soundtrack to The Big Freeze, The Big Chill.
Big Chill.
Big Chill. And we listened to Heard It Through the Grapevine and what else?
Oh, My Girl and some other Motown hits.
Some Marvin Gaye. Yeah. And, you know, stuff that was produced by that murderer. What's that murderer's name?
Phil Spector.
Yeah. I want to talk about how Phil Spector led me to buy guns.
Okay.
I can talk about that now. Really. It was a weird reactive thing, but this is very strange. You and I used to do a podcast, which that's very strange, starting in 2006, where we, let's just say, talked about marriage. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
And it attracted a lot of female people who wrote us and were like, oh, I like your talk about marriage. I hope someday I can find a man who will marry me like you have her.
Yes.
Boy, I'm speaking in code here, huh? And a lot of that involved a lot of compulsive disclosure. You know, people saying, wow, you guys are like, I've never heard anything like this. Let me tell you all about my life. And this one woman from another state sent us pictures of her with, what's the murderer's name?
Phil Spector.
Phil Spector. Yeah. And they were not faked. They were like, and they weren't just, you know, at a book signing or something. They were like in his mansion. And like, they looked really friendly. You know, not probably sexual friendly, but they really looked like they knew each other. And she sent us three or four pictures of them in his mansion with his giant weird hair. And then she proceeded to tell us, and this was during the whole trial thing.
That was leading up to
and during.
during the trial. Yeah. Yes.
It was a bunch of emails back and forth, and nobody should like subpoena me for emails or anything, because these are on computers and accounts that are long gone. I replace computers about every year, and I don't have any backups of this stuff. And I guess you could go to Earthlink or whoever our email was back then and get the information from them with a summons or, but anyways, so she said, I want to tell you guys a secret. And the secret was that the murderer, what's his name?
Phil Spector.
Phil Spector, had confided in her that, what really happened with the girl that was killed in his house was that Phil Spector was doing a kink game, like play rape, consensual play rape with the woman involving a gun and a loaded gun, which just goes against everything I believe, not of kink, but of gun safety. You never point a gun at anyone, whether it's loaded or not. But apparently he was doing play rape consensually with this woman with a loaded gun. And in the excitement, I wouldn't say the gun went off. I'd say the trigger got pulled. She said by him, and that's how the girl ended up dead. And I was really freaked out that this girl told me this, and I was like, why did you tell me this? And all of a sudden I envisioned this fantasy that like Phil Spector knew I knew and was going to hire goons to come murder me, and that's part of the reason we bought guns. But and then we moved out of California, but not because of that. But so that's
which is not to say anything about, you know, yes, there was an attempted break-in at our house, and
that's the real reason. Know, yeah. But
this, it was all
around the same time. Yeah. And the break-in was not Phil Spector's people, but
no.
You know, I have some
far from
insider information here that is not public knowledge that I'm finally making public knowledge, which is that a friend of Phil Spector told me that what happened was Phil Spector was doing play rape kink with this girl with a loaded weapon and shot her. And that's what happened. And he's gone to jail for basically that, but not that detail of it. So, you know, he's a murderer in the eyes of the law. So I can say he's a murderer. So there it is.
Yeah. And, you know, of course, none of this is admissible or, I mean, this is hearsay so far.
And
removed.
How would you know? How would you
how
know
would
that
I
kind
know?
Of, yeah.
Well, because that is the world in which I live.
Yeah. You're not a lawyer, but you do work for a lawyer. And
yes,
a lot of it involves understanding how the law works in a way that most people who say, well, why don't you just sue him? And he can't do anything. Like people who don't know what they're talking about. You deal with those people all day. They call you and go, somebody, my neighbor says bad words about me. I want to sue him. Will you take this on? What's the word?
Contingency.
And you're like, that's not how it works.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So there it is.
But yeah. And, you know, there have been people who say that, you know, by working within the system, I am acting against my libertarian beliefs or my anarchist beliefs. And
F that. Those people don't know how the world works, and you help keep people out of jail and keep people not going to jail as long.
Yep.
What is your, you were kind of cringing when there was that ad where it said, how many lawyers does it take to change light bulb? None. They want their clients to sit in the dark. And then it went on to say, we're the lawyers that don't want you to sit in the dark. And it was ad for the Independence Institute, which is basically like the libertarian ACLU. And they do good work. They defended for free that vet who was thrown in the mental hospital for posting on Facebook, you know, lyrics to some metal song. But you have a problem with how people look at lawyers. Now, why is that?
Well, because lawyers are like any group of humans.
Is that a cat?
I think so. there's a strange noise in the background at our house.
Yeah.
But
that's Peanut snoring.
I think Peanut's having a dream.
Okay. Phil Spector's chasing me with a gun.
No, my issue is that lawyers are like any humans. There are good ones, there are bad ones. But the bad ones seem to get all the press, and the good ones, and often the ones that are portrayed as being good, I, from my somewhat insider point of view, are not good. I guess it's damning everyone with the same brush, and you know, I disagree with that. You know, I yeah. don't like generalizations in general. But
yeah, what do you think of? Okay, I know that you've said that in LibPair, you think lawyers would not have to be licensed, and if you could practice law well, you should be able to, right?
Well, yes. You know, just like anything, if you're incompetent, the free market will discover that you're incompetent and you won't have any business. But
what do you think of people who do radio shows and offer legal advice that could put people in prison?
It makes my blood boil, especially when those people take the posture that I am not an attorney, therefore I am a good guy.
Yeah, and tell people not to go to attorneys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's leading people down a path that will make them suffer the effects of tyranny more strongly than if they tried to work within the system. The reality is the system exists. You know, when you are in the claws of the justice system is not necessarily, in my view, if you choose to be activist, make it an informed decision to be activist. Don't
take advice from people who say they're attorneys and don't disclose.
That's one thing. An attorney has a duty to disclose the risks and benefits of all action.
And I could see activism like that more with, you know, traffic tickets than with felony drug arrests in Texas, don't you?
Well, yes. But, you know, and sometimes, you know, people say, well, you know, plea bargains are bad per se, because then you're, you know, no, because you may not have, I mean, it's
you may be going to prison either way, and it could be 3 years rather than 25 years, and you wouldn't necessarily have to narc anyone out to do it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I could rant and rant and rant, but I'm not going to, because I think we've covered it.
Yeah. Yeah. So cats and love and marriage and Wyoming are wonderful, and I love you, baby.
And I love you, too. Thank you for the opportunity to sit in today.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes. Here on Delicious Dish.
No.
You have any closing comments for the fiends?
Choose freedom over tyranny.
Yay. And this has been the Freedom Fiends with Nima V out delivering pizzas to Super Bowl people in Austin and Deborah Jean Dean filling in with her dulcet voice and wonderful brain. I love you, baby.
I love you too, Daddy.